Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City Wrestling Coach Steve Stout. And Coach, another wrestling season has arrived as your team has been in the gym getting ready throughout the offseason. Talk about what you guys worked on this year, Coach, and how it's been this offseason and preparing for the start of the season.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time just getting together and just trying to keep kids fresh with their technique, and it kind of really helped us as far as kicking off the season and not having to start at ground zero. We had a little bit of a base just because of the time they spent on the mats and the time they spent in the weight room and the speed and conditioning that all kind of paid off for us a little bit, where as far as where we started in the room and how we can move forward a little quicker than we have in the past. So we had good turnout with our open mats and at the speed and conditioning and the lifting. So I think as the season moves on, you'll really get to see that the work they put in the off season is really helping them out this year.
Coach, talk about this year's team a little bit. I know you have some good pieces to your team returning, some guys with some varsity mat experience. Talk about this year's team, Coach.
Yeah, we have about 26 kids out this year, and six seniors that we're kind of looking at to lead the way. A couple of those seniors are new, and that creates new challenges, but yet they're upperclassmen, and they have to be there to lead by example. So we're kind of leaning on them, and we return a decent nucleus with probably leading off with Kellen Moore, three-time qualifier, two-time placer. That's kind of the guy we look to lead the team, and he does a great job leading by example and has put a ton of time in the off season for all the sports he's involved in, but has really hit the weight room and moved up a few weights. So it's nice to have him back in the room. And then we also returned Kobe Kretzinger with some varsity experience from last year. And we got back Robe Bury from, took a year off last year, but he has come back this year and looks strong. And just have a few juniors, but all of them have some varsity experience for us. So once again, as upperclassmen, they're looked to lead, and the two varsity guys that have the most experience there are David Schomburg and Christian Anderson. So once again, that upperclassmen leadership is one of those things that you can't replicate without having them in the room. So it's great to have them there and leading away. And then we had seven sophomores and nine freshmen, so we got good numbers, good young numbers, and we are working real hard to get developing those guys so they can help step up and push and lead the team in the future. So overall, pretty good start to the season and a good nucleus of guys returning to build on.
And Coach, a couple of things that you guys have been involved in so far. Let's go back to Thursday night when you guys traveled to Manly. I know some changes and stuff with that, as far as I know Belmond unfortunately had to drop the wrestling program this year, so you guys ended up going to Manly to take on Central Springs and Eagle Grove. Let's talk about that a little bit, Coach. How did that night go for your team?
It was good for us, just for the fact that it really showed us where we need to do some work and make some strides if we want to compete and reach our goals. So started out with Eagle Grove and lost by 10 to them. There were two matches that I was feeling pretty confident that we could win, that we let get through our fingers. And you turn a couple matches around, and it turns the team score around real quick. But our guys looked pretty decent overall in that duel. And we just need to limit the bonus points we give up and capitalize on some situations where we could pick up some bonus points. So Kellen Moore kind of led the team there that night with two pins. And you get a senior leader that steps up and gets those bonus points for you. It kind of pulls the rest of the team along. So we ended the night with Central Springs, and we had a better fight in that duel, but once again, we lost a couple of swing matches that I thought we could get and gave up some bonus points in a couple matches that we shouldn't have, and lost by 12 to Central Springs. But they're a well-coached team, and they come out and they just want to take it to you and beat you up a little bit. So we have to change some attitudes on some of the kids and build them up a little bit more so they know that they can go out there and do that and be the hammer and not the nail. So good night, saw a lot of good things, but yeah, we still have things to work on, and we're going to be working our butts off to fix those mistakes before we hit the mats again next week.
And then you guys, on Friday last night, you guys took on a bunch of teams that you don't get to see very often. You were there last year, now here again at the Humboldt Tournament, Applington, Parkersburg, Atlantic, Emmitsburg, Humboldt, Kemper, Catholic, and Pocahontas area. Coach with you there on Friday. Talk about that a little bit, Coach.
It's a great Friday night tournament, first tournament out. It's hard to seed people, so they run two pools at each weight class. Wrestle a little round robin with the guys in your weight class, and they pair up the placing matches from there. So it's Atlantic's got a great program. They got a good thing going right now. They've got a handful of ranked wrestlers, and you throw in Emmitsburg, who's a traditional power. They're ranked right now in the team rankings, and then Humboldt is traditionally strong. Kemper Catholic always has a few kids, as a Sheldon South O'Brien. They're all state caliber kids, so it's not only a good tournament for us as far as seeing teams we don't usually see or get a chance to see, but it also gives our kids a great opportunity to compete at a high level. And kids that aren't quite there, they also get matches where they can compete in and get some success and build some confidence. So it's a well-run tournament, and it's one of those we go into. We'd like to be able to compete for that top spot, but we're just not quite there yet, but we're making strides and getting closer to that all the time. So, once again, things to build on, and saw some good things. So we're just going to go back to the drawing board and keep working those things out and keep putting a better product on the mat each time we go out.
And, Coach, one other really cool thing when it comes to wrestling starting this year, of course, I know we've had conversations about it in the past, and, you know, unfortunately right now, not competing as Forest City, but eventually, hopefully we'll have a girls' wrestling team wearing the red and white with Forest City across their chest at some point as well. But kind of cool to add girls' wrestling around the state and in the area this year and really growing that sport. I know the Indians are wrestling with four other schools as the North Central Trailblazers, and a couple of Forest City kids there out there representing the Trailblazers. Coach, for you personally and for Forest City, the school, I mean, what does this mean to grow the sport and have girls from Forest City wrestling?
Oh, it's just great. I just love the fact that we're getting more awareness, more wrestling out there. And the women's wrestling has, I mean, it's an Olympic sport, so it's, mm-hmm. It only makes sense to start feeding that through the school system. So we've got a handful of girls competing over there, and congrats to you, because now you've got one that you can push in a few years to get in there too. So it's just a good thing for wrestling in general, and it's fun to watch these girls get excited about something brand new to them, and they've been in our room a couple of times when they couldn't make it to Northwood, and they're improving at a fast rate, and it's fun to watch them, and they're excited to learn, excited to work, and overall, I'm just hoping that we can build that so we have our own team here in a couple of years, build the excitement, and just hope it can keep growing and looking good, and it's just exciting times, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, her mom comes from a wrestling background, so that's, of course that's already come up in conversations, so maybe down the road, Coach.
Yeah, well, when you need some shoes and a single, let me know. I can help you out.
Awesome. Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking some time and talking with us this morning. Well, good luck to the Indians this next week, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Aaron.
That was Forest City Wrestling Coach Steve Stout.